Muslim views of the war on terrorism are of great interest to the United States as it tries to win hearts and minds in the Middle East. Conversations about terrorism in that region are often loud and heated. And as NPR's Deborah Amos reports, they can touch on religious extremism, the morality of suicide bombers, and the dangers of Al-Qaeda.
Syrian television director Najdat Anzour lights another cigarette, sweeps back his silver-gray hair, and pushes the play button on a bank of monitors in his living room. Anzour's drama called Renegades will be broadcast later this month during Ramadan. It's a time when Muslims fast during daylight hours. They gather at night to feast with family and friends, which means the biggest primetime viewing audience across the Arab world.
I think this will be the hit of this year because I think the idea, it reached the mind of the people.
Anzour is known for controversial blockbusters. Last year's special tackled Al-Qaeda and radical recruiters in Saudi Arabia. 50 million viewers watched across the Arab world. This year, Anzour is attacking terrorism from a different angle.
We start from England. We have the 7th of July's bombs, and what happened there reflects for the Muslim communities.
Anzour's not too subtle message: terrorists are cold-blooded killers who also kill Muslims. The opening episode features a Muslim family, British citizens. The eldest son, a religious man, is missing on the day of the bombings, presumed to be part of the plot by the police and by the family's English-speaking neighbors.
The threat is not coming from outside this country, but from within, from its British citizen.
So just because he is a Muslim and missing, so they thought that he is one of the bombers.
The central theme of the series is delivered by the fictional mother, Mona, in a plea she makes to British reporters.
Those terrorists are killing Muslims too. How come in the name of Islam they kill Muslims who say Shahada and believe in Allah? I am calling all faiths, all religions, to join together and defeat terrorism.
This Ramadan special moves from London, Madrid, Jordan, Syria, Afghanistan, even Iraq, places that figure in the West's war on terrorism, dramatizing events that affect the Muslim world too, says Anzour.
You see what happened in Iraq now. You don't know who is right, who is wrong. This bad situation, we have to get out from this bad situation. I guess they're killing the civilians anywhere in the world.
That sentiment is expressed in many ways across the Middle East. Ahmed Humaid is the editor of Toot.com and Jordan Planet, internet blog sites.
And basically our idea was to create a community of Arab bloggers.
A new form of open expression that is growing, says Humaid.
For a young person, okay, to express him or herself freely, okay, on a medium that is actually read by people and it's being read by an increasing number of people, okay, I think it's something revolutionary.
When a sniper opened fire on Western tourists in the Jordanian capital earlier this month, bloggers shared their disgust and their fears. One blogger wrote, "It seems unreal to me that the world was ever safe, walking into a mall without being frisked, not having to look nervously when a bearded man walks by." Last year, suicide bombers killed Jordanians and Palestinians in attacks on three hotels. It was a wake-up call, says journalist and blogger Rhonda Habib.
Those who were killed in November 2005 in the hotels in Amman were all Muslims, I mean, all Jordanians. Or Palestinians who were there. And obviously they knew who the target would be. I mean, when you go to a wedding of a Palestinian-Jordanian family, what do you expect? Who would you expect be the guest? CIA people? I mean, for God's sake. So it didn't matter anymore. The enemy is within, and this is where it's becoming dangerous.
The bombings brought the violence home, says Marwan Moasher, a former cabinet minister. He acknowledges that many Jordanians were silent for far too long when suicide bombers targeted Israel.
First, because it was directed against Israelis, and the center thought that if they opposed this, they would be, in a way, sanctioning the Israeli occupation.
Then came Iraq, he says, and Jordan's silent majority believed condemning suicide attacks there would sanction what they saw as an American occupation.
This culture now has come to Arab capitals and Arab cities, and the time has come for the silent majority to speak up. The people who are killed are civilians, Arab civilians.
Support for terrorism is falling among Arab and European Muslims. That's what the 2006 Pew Global Attitudes Opinion Poll shows. But when asked who is responsible for the violence, well, the answers get complicated, says John Waterbury, president of American University in Beirut.
They show a kind of dialogue of the deaf between Islam and the West.
The poll studies how Westerners and Muslims view each other. With continued war in Afghanistan and Iraq, an overwhelming number in the West say the Muslim world is violent. It's the same answer Muslims give about the West, says Waterbury.
It seems to me we're agreed that violence is a bad thing. We may share many of the same values, we just don't think those values are being honored by the other side.
Five, four, three, two.
The bullets shot on the set of this television series are blanks. This violence is part of the storyline of Renegades, the drama that raises questions about the morality of suicide attacks, religious fundamentalism, and terrorism that kills Muslims.
It's provocative, but you hear it a lot.
Marlon Dick is a media journalist on the set.
If you're not relevant, then you'll lose viewers, so there's always pressure. And to be credible, you have to take on these issues and questions.
So the discussion here is bigger than we think.
It's pretty loud. It's pretty loud.
Yalla, bravo, safoul ala, yalla.
Deborah Amos, NPR News.